Bear Podcast, episode 440.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty like. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, welcome to episode 440. And we're recording this on October 22nd, on a Monday. And it's actually a few days after Spirit Day, where it's the anti-bullying awareness day, and that's why I'm wearing my Bears Against Bullies shirt, which I got from Girlwear a couple of years ago. Yeah,
I only have one purple shirt, and this is a work shirt, so I wore it today.
You wore it today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wore it at work, but I wore a tie, so people would ask, "Why are you wearing that? Are you going on an interview?" No, I'm not. It's really just a purple shirt. And I told him about.
So you just wore the t-shirt and the tie?
No, not a tie. I wore a long sleeve shirt.
A long sleeve purple shirt?
A purple shirt,
yeah. Okay.
So I did that because, you know what? Okay, this is what I think. Changing your profile pics on Facebook, I don't think that's enough. Don't you think?
Well, I didn't know anything about it until today, so.
Today, 3 days late even.
Because I don't stay on Facebook that much.
Okay, so, you know, changing it to purple, that's fine, I guess, but it's like preaching to the choir. Because people who are in your friends page are pretty much people who are probably gay too, and who are anti-bullying too, who are not aware of these things. So I personally think that, you know, wearing a shirt and probably attracting people, asking about it, and you explaining what it's about, it works well. And you tell people that, it is for Anti-Bullying Awareness Day. Yeah, so.
And if you wear a big purple taffeta dress, people ask questions too.
Yes, so. Right. It's the.
Then you deserve to get bullied.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's Dave. Sorry. By the way, Dave is here.
He's, hi, it's been a while.
Yeah, Dave is. It's our in-studio guest today, so we just ate from we just ate at the Jason's Deli, and we had a nice meal.
I'm feeling kind of agita since I ate there.
It's your soup. What soup did you have?
Broccoli cheese.
There you go.
It's broccoli.
Broccoli and cheese.
Yeah.
I had.
You caught something while you were flying around.
Probably.
Where'd you fly in from?
New Orleans. I
get from New Orleans.
You're telling what you caught down there.
Yeah, I got lucky today.
Mm-hmm.
They shortened my day by 3 hours.
Yeah,
it was nice.
So it's been a busy weekend for us because Mike came over.
Well, for you, it's been a busy weekend.
Yes, it was. Well, somewhat. I stayed home and did some kind of housework.
You did Mike's laundry.
I forgot to do Mike's laundry.
He did Mike's laundry. He washed everything, but he didn't dry it. So Mike was sitting there Saturday night trying to get some clothes, and they were all soaking wet.
Yeah, that's why we're late for the haunted house thing.
Moldy?
No, not moldy, no. Okay. I hurried up, so we were kind of late. I did Mike. So we went to the haunted house last Saturday, and Ray was scared. He didn't want to go.
No, Ray really wasn't scared. Ray just broke, and he didn't want to waste $25 on a damn haunted house. And from the reviews, I heard it wasn't that great. So
it wasn't good at all, I think, because it's, what do you call this? It's more psycho. It's more asylum type. And asylum type, you know, people in wheelchairs and just being crazy, like talking.
So are you
weird
out in the woods, or is it inside?
It's in the woods. But then when it's in the woods, and then, well, deep in the woods, and then you go inside, and there's lots of warehouse type, and then mazes inside, and people are just screaming, hitting the wall, and it's pretty much it. If you were at the one in Party City in Houston,
on the bayou,
it's a bayou, yeah, that's it. That's even better. I find that scarier because For one thing, I was in front. And screaming like a girl. I was there in front, and people were just really scaring me. And they were really scary. But like I said, the one in the... where was it? 290?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's far north. It's just not in a light. We threw away $50. And $50, they only accept cash. And there are about more than 200 and 300 cars, and probably four people in each car. How much do you think they're making that
day? Well, haunted houses make a killing. That's why they're so big.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Scream World. It sits up off Beltway 8. It's been going strong for about 10 years now.
I'm starting a haunted hayride next year. I can't believe there's none in Houston.
Yeah, there's none.
No.
Let's do it. We'll make a killing.
I'd like that's to go on a haunted hayride. I remember Rich. Rich was talking about it. Rich and Ken Rich.
Yeah.
He was talking about haunted hayrides you're going to do this week with the Bears there in Pittsburgh. Oh, no. Harrisburg.
Back home, they used to have Burnt Mills Plantation, which was they grew pumpkins and watermelon. And then summer, it was actually an active farm, but during the month of October, they turned it into, and they'd put you on a hayride, and you'd ride around. They'd jump out of the woods and scare you, and have these little vignettes and
the same thing all that kind of cool stuff. The real farms would do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, what about you, Ray? What have you been busy with this weekend?
Cleaning out the garage. I can almost park my car in there now.
Really? So,
and I got a text this morning from Claude, the roommate, and he was like, what's the change doing hanging in the garage? And I said, I'll show you later tonight when you get home.
I have pictures. Well, actually, a picture.
There is a picture of Maynard being restrained in the garage.
I kind of tried it. And he started tickling me. It was pretty hard. It's pretty brutal.
I got some bolt cutters.
Oh, yeah, I got some. Because I left them in the car last night.
There's nothing like a roommate asking, what are those chains doing in this garage? Yeah. I sent it to some of my friends and said, why does he have clothes on?
Exactly. Your husband said, why does he still have clothes on?
Not only that, I sent it to a friend of mine in San Francisco. He said, why do you have clothes on? We're just testing it out. I was testing my text messaging. And then we were just testing it out and see if it works. It works. I'm restrained. I can't move. And yeah, it's not a good feeling to be restrained. For me.
Lightweight. Amateur.
Have you been restrained before? No, you're the restrainer. You're the restrainer.
Not the restrainee.
Why not? Have you ever tried being restrained?
No.
No? Okay. Don't you want to try? No. I can try it on you tonight.
No.
We'll take videos. No. Me restraining you, no? How about you restraining me? You would do that?
We already did that.
Oh, yeah, okay. With clothes on.
We'll take clothes off. Okay. And I'll get the floggers and the paddles and everything else.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, Dave likes it. Dave likes floggers.
And Maynard be like giggling the whole time.
It feels good, actually, a little bit.
Flogging is like massaging your back, right?
Kind of.
It's kind of a massage type. Yeah. I like to do... I don't know. I tried that before. I was in the Louis skit. Not a Louis skit. I was actually taking pictures, and one of the people performing on Louis pulled me over. I think it was gingivitis. Is that her, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She pulled me over, and she started flogging me on stage. And then it was very impromptu. It's impromptu, and I...
Man,
didn't
got
know
hard.
What to say.
That's what he's trying to say. He got
I
hard.
I did get hard.
No, got hard.
I did not.
And then
no.
You sit there all the time.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I did. I let Benny do it a little at P-Town.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave got...
the flogging for the first time.
Yeah.
It was good, but I didn't like it when it got real hard.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like it hard.
No.
Not too hard.
I'm not into the whole... pain, and I definitely don't like being restrained at all.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling to be restrained. Yeah. Anyway, so that's been a busy weekend for us. Also, we watched The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, episode 2, season 3.
Episode 2, season 3. And how far is it from the comic book at this point?
Just some of the characters that stuff's happened to, they've supplemented other characters.
Yes, they did. And the way the mutilations were done, it's in a different person, so it's different. But in a way, it's similar. Okay. We don't want to spoil it too much.
The whole thing of dissecting zombies is new.
That's new. I like that. Mm-hmm. I must learn how to do a C-section. Oh, how do you do? I must learn how to do a C-section. Let's open up a zombie. Okay.
I think that was my favorite episode yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's pretty good. Anyway, so actually today is a special episode of Bear Podcast because we have a guest. We have Freddie Freeman. He's the founder of Bearpalooza, and we called him, and we wanted to talk about Bearpalooza and their 10th anniversary. So here's Freddie. Hey everyone, this is Nard.
This is Ray.
And joining us today is Freddie Freeman from Bearpalooza. Welcome to the show again, Freddie.
Hey guys, it's good to be back. How you been?
Yeah. Great, great. We just... here, waiting to hear from you guys, and excited for your 10th anniversary of Bearpalooza. Yes.
I can't believe it. 10 years. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the last time you guys were on our show, and we talked about the your anniversary, and you were building up to it. And,
right.
Yeah, we want to talk about that, because it's a big event this coming year. So tell us about it. So,
oh, my God, it sure
what's going to happen?
Yeah. I can't believe it's here already. We were on your show live, I think, right before TBRU in March.
Yes, that's right.
And we were talking about it, and now it's here already. We're planning two big events to celebrate 10 years of Bearpalooza in New York City next month. The first part of it's going to consist of a big rock and roll show at a place called The Rock Bar.
Mm-hmm.
People from New York probably remember it as The Dugout.
Oh, they changed the name.
Yeah,
Rock Bar used to be The Dugout.
What's that, right?
It used to be The Dugout. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, so now it's called The Rock Bar, and it's got a stage, and they put a little stage in there, and it's awesome. We did a show there in January, and it's going to be a big thing, Nard. It's going to be as many Bearpalooza performers from the past as can make it, and, you know, given that many performers, I mean, everybody's only doing like 3 songs a piece, but it'll be a fun time because we're putting together a house band, and you've seen a lot of these guys because you were at the 107 in Nashville, right?
Yes, I was in Nashville. I saw you guys.
Yeah, so we got a band that consists of, well, Jay's playing drums, which I don't know, a lot of people don't know that Jay's a drummer.
Wait, full set of drums, not just bongos?
The full set of drums, yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm. So, we have Don Harvey on bass, and we have Glenn from Future Villain Band.
Oh, he's going to be there too, Glenn.
Yeah, okay. He is on guitar, and we have a couple other guitarists, Tommy Johns and Max Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Rockhub will be there, and Michael West will be there, Yolanda, Kendall, Bone and Tell.
Oh, Bone and Tell, okay.
Yeah, lots of people. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really good show, and everybody's playing with a band, even Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall will be doing things like the Booty Song and Hot Drunk Guys with a full-time band.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hot Drunk Guys.
It's something I've always wanted him to do. I'll be playing those songs with a band, it'd be hot. You know?
Yes, I bet. So, okay, Ray here actually is, kind of new to the Bearpalooza thing, so he wants to know some stuff.
Where'd you have the first Bearpalooza concert when y'all started
off? The first Bearpalooza concert ever was in 2002, November 11th of 2002, in New York City, at a little club called Finally Fred's in the West Village. And it has nothing to do with me. It just happened to be called Finally Fred's. People were like, is it your club? But no. It was a little place, and it was just an idea I had to get together some bear musicians. I knew another guy in the queer music community who was running a night there, like a monthly night at Finally Fred's. Mm-hmm. And he had to go away one month. He was wrestling in the gay games. And he said, hey, Freddie, you want to take this night over? Do whatever you want. I know you would want to do that little bear thing.
That
little bear thing, yeah.
Yeah, he was really cool. He was really supportive. He and he's still doing stuff. He's in Texas. His name is Chris Landair. And he said, take over this night. And I did. And I expected it to be a one-time thing, but that night was so packed that, you know, here we are 10 years later. And that kind of leads into the second part of the weekend. The second part of the weekend on Sunday, the 11th of November, mm-hmm. it's going to be at the Lesbian and Gay Center in New York. There's three things going on there. It's kind of an anniversary party. We're going to have some food and a cake. And
Some
other people are going to perform acoustic. And we're also having two other exciting things. One is I've put together, with the help of a filmmaker named Dustin Terry, a film of 10 years of Bearpalooza. It's called Bearpalooza the Movie.
Oh,
and it's a full 90-minute documentary about, you know, the history of Bearpalooza and where it's been and footage from all the years. We even got a segment from a PBS show called Under the Pink Carpet that filmed the first Bearpalooza ever.
Oh,
that's cool.
So it's really coming out well. Dustin's doing a great job, and we're going to show that at the anniversary party. And then Reverend Yolanda is going to marry Jay and I.
Congratulations. Oh, my God, in advance.
Thank you. Yolanda was just here at Easton the past 4 days recording a new album with me. We just finished his new album.
I see, okay.
And it came out fantastic. I can't believe we finished a whole album in 4 days. We were in the studio like 16 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to marry us at that, and we're thrilled. We talked to him about the ceremony today, and we thought that since Bearpalooza was such a part of our lives since we've been together,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jay and I have been together 8 years, and Bearpalooza is 10 years old, so Jay's been with me since, like, the second year. And it's been such a big part of our life together.
Yes.
That we thought the best time to get married is at the anniversary party.
Will you be taking videos of the ceremonies?
I hope so. I hope mm-hmm. we do.
If you do that, I have an advice. Because when Mike and I got married and raised the one who married us, do not practice. It makes good video. No rehearsals. Everything just live.
Well, I'm kind of nervous about it.
You're kind of nervous
sure
about it.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I know. Just don't. Just. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are doing it, and it's a very good feeling. Yeah. It's a good, very good feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Freddie, over the 10 years of Bearpalooza, how many performers have you had do Bearpalooza?
You know, Ray, I have exact numbers for that, but they're not right in front of me, so I'm going to try to do my best to, you know, remember. I think it's close to about 50 different performers over the 10 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
Have any of them been
there?
I
counted it up, and we have done close to 80 different shows over the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Has any of them been there at every show besides yourself?
I've also done that list. I've done, like, who's done the most shows. The person who's done the most shows after me is Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's Jay after that. And then it goes from there. But, like, yeah, Kendall
and Jay doesn't have a choice.
Almost everything together for years.
Jay doesn't have a choice.
I said Jay doesn't have a choice.
Well, he does.
He does. Yeah.
But if he wants harmony at home, he knows to do the show.
Exactly. Right.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So no, but I mean, he enjoys it too. I mean, he loves playing drums and singing and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he could do without all the stress and the, you know, and the people wrangling people and how I get when we're planning for a show. But he enjoys the show itself.
Okay. Well, that's good. How long is this event? You did say it's going to be a couple of days, right?
It's over 2 days. The Saturday show is in the evening at the Rock Bar. It's going to be like a 4-hour event. You know, there's going to be a lot of different performers. A lot of the people I mentioned. It's hosted by a local drag personality named Candy Samples.
Uh-huh. That's her drag name. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to have all kinds of wonderful things going on at the show, giveaways and raffles and stuff like that. In fact, I want to thank Bear Podcast. You guys sent us an iPod Shuffle. I did get it.
Okay. Well, there's going to be more. I think we're going to be sending something. How many? Two, right? Something.
Yeah, we're going to send you two passes to Bear Watch.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yes. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do something with that. We're gonna be doing all kinds of fun things at the show.
Okay, that's good to hear.
So, are y'all gonna set up a Kindle spanking booth?
A spanking booth?
Yeah, for Kendall.
I wasn't planning on it. You'll have to ask Kendall about that.
Okay.
Well, he might set it up himself.
That's right. that's a good way to raise extra money for Bearpalooza.
Knowing Kendall, yeah, he would set it up.
$1 a lick.
Is Jeff going to be there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeff Rockcup's going to be there.
Jeff can be there,
yes,
too.
He is.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah.
Put both of them in the spanking booth.
Room number 1717. Okay, so he's going to be there. It's awesome that it's like a reunion. It's like a reunion.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It is. A lot of the guys who have done a lot of shows are going to be there and playing together. And we're really excited. Really excited. And I'm going to have some new material to play, too. I've been working hard on a new album. Finally.
Yeah, did you say it's kind of soul or like
gospel, I mean? It's actually a themed album. I'm making an album specifically for the bear community.
Okay.
It's called Just Bear With Me, and it has a variety of different songs. Some of them have very specific bear lyrics, some of them are parodies, some of them are heavy rock songs. A song of mine that I've never recorded called I'm Here, I'm Queer, I'm Country is going on there.
Oh, I heard that. We played that in our...
I played it live many times, but I haven't I've never released it. So
you need to have a song on there called Drama.
You're
going to have a song in there called Drama?
Yeah.
Drama Bear.
For bears.
Maybe I should. No, but there's some fun stuff. I did a parody of Pump Up the Jam called Pump Up the Bears, and it's really
Pump Up the Bears.
I even did a Bear Christmas song at the request of J.D. Doyle from Queer Music Heritage.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun. I think you guys will like it. And I was going to have it ready for release at the anniversary, but things are a little behind, so I'm going to have it ready for Midwest Bear Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you get the chance, send me some so I could, play it in the show also.
I'll send you some of the tracks ahead of time. Yeah. You get like an advance preview.
So you're not going to have it out in time for Christmas?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to actually make the official release at Midwest Bear Fest in December.
Okay.
When we go there. Which I want to tell you guys about something. I don't know if you guys know the whole story about the bacon shortage last year in Indianapolis.
Bacon shortage.
I don't know if we've told you about it, but the Bear Run, they ran out of bacon last year.
No way. How did they run out of
bacon? So Kendall, being Kendall, he decided to turn it into a performance moment, and for the show, he wrote a parody of We Are the World called We Are the Bears, We Love Our Bacon. And we performed it, and he said, okay, we're going to release it on iTunes and raise money and have a bacon party next year. So we finished the song, and Kendall is in the process of uploading it now to try to sell it for like $1 a piece to raise money to throw this bacon party in Indianapolis.
How did it go?
It came out so good. I'm going to send it to you so you can play it on the show.
Oh, okay, awesome.
It's so funny. Awesome. Like, we imitate all the voices of all the people in We Are the World and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's really funny. And I even got, through the help of, Buck Ramsey has been helping me out. His name is Davis.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's helping me with a lot of marketing stuff. And he contacted the people that make bacon lube.
I know that.
Sending us some free bacon lube for this party.
Bacon lube.
I think that's so hilarious.
I need to get in touch with them.
Yes. We're going to try out those bacon lube. Is that silicone-based or water-based? I'm not sure.
It's nothing
I don't
like
know. I haven't tried it yet. I can't wait for it to arrive.
Yeah.
It's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
you
can bet when that bacon lube arrives in the mail, it'll be like, oh, excuse me, I got to go try this out. I got to test it.
Yum.
It smells like bacon.
That's right. Yeah. Slatter over.
But yeah, lots of fun things are going on.
Okay, so let me ask you, I know this is far in advance, but will you guys be coming to TBRU next year?
That's so funny, I was just going to say something about that.
Oh, okay.
I just got word that we will be returning to TBRU this year.
There you go. Yay. They're coming back.
I don't know
to TBRU.
Exactly what the lineup's going to be, but Bearpalooza will be there in some capacity.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I plan to be
in
there.
In fact,
so
I'm making a tour out of it again, like we did.
Oh,
last year.
Really?
So we're going to be coming through Houston and probably try to sell the show on the way up.
Okay, there. We'll try to sell it in the show also for the Bears here. Okay, so we're going
to
do.
Well, now get ready to come here. And let me know. I got a couple places I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this time I've got a gig a week before that in Tampa with a gay biker rally.
Woohoo! Gay biker rally.
And it's with Martin Swinger. Do you guys know who Martin Swinger is?
Sounds familiar.
The name sounds familiar. Yeah, probably if I heard
his
music.
He's been in a lot of Bearpaloozas. He's a really great guy. He sings a lot of cool songs. He's got an album called Bare Naked with fur on it.
Oh, okay. I think we played this music on the show before.
Yeah, you probably have. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that gig with him, and I was also supposed to do some touring with Sean Cagalas again and Yolanda. So the four of us are going to tour from Tampa and make our way to Texas, and then probably on the way back hit like Nashville and stuff like that. We're going to like do a 2-week tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Sean, it's good to know that you guys are, you know, like family with Sean now. He's touring with you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My time touring with Sean and Jay was some of the most amazing stuff I've ever done. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really enjoy working with Sean and touring with him. He's a great guy, and I really love his music.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So, yeah, so tell the audience, where can they get more information about the upcoming Bearpalooza concert?
Yeah, you can go to bearpalooza.com. You can also look up Bearpalooza on Facebook. That's pretty much the best way. Just go to bearpalooza.com. There's links all over that.
Okay.
There's a fan page on Facebook that has a lot of information on it.
Yes.
You might need to spell Bearpalooza, though.
So, okay, it's B-E... How did the J spell it before? Well, I spelled it before.
B-E-A-R-A... A-P-A-L-O-O-Z-A.
.com, okay.
Bearpalooza.
Okay, so we'll put that link in the show notes, and so people can check it out. And you guys are all over on Facebook anyway, so everybody knows about Bearpalooza. It'd be great.
Is the documentary going to be out? Or are you going to sell copies of that?
You know, Ray, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do with the documentary yet. I just know that I wanted to make it because I have all this footage from all over the years. And for me right now, it's mainly just about making it for us, but if it comes out well and people really like it and, you know, they want to buy it, then we'll think about making copies of it and selling it. Or you never know, like if a film festival wanted to pick it up, then great, but I'm not really worrying about that too much. I just wanted to make it and we'll see where it goes from there, you know.
All right, so we're looking forward to that, and if it does go out, then let us know so we can tell our friends and audience.
I mean, at the very least, it'll be available to view online, if nothing else, you know.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, we can share it to our friends. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Freddie, for being in the show. It's awesome to hear from you again, and
yeah, it's awesome. I wish you guys could come to New York, but at least I'm going to see you again in Texas.
Yes. Okay, we'll probably do that.
And when you get ready to start planning that, let me know, because I got a couple places I can hook you up with.
Yeah, definitely, Ray. We'll definitely want to be coming through Houston, so that'd be great.
Awesome. All right, thank you, Freddie, for being in the show. And
thank you, Jay, for eating bonbons and laying in your jock strap on the couch at the house.
Yes. Also, go to the website, bearpalooza.com. We'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out so you could see what's going on. Go to New York and watch their concert.
That's right. If you got extra money, fly me a minute to the New York
awesome.
To watch
yes.
the concert.
Yes, and we're also... we're kind of sponsoring part of it, so we're kind of donating some giveaways for them because there's going to be a raffle there, and some of them are for Bear Watch
registration.
Just registration, not lodging.
That's right.
No hotels, lodging. No transportation, no airfares. Yeah. Just
lodge.
Just
admission to Bear Watch.
Just the ticket. Just the registration. Okay. So
you guys are going to have to call him back and talk about their cool living situation.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting, I think. I think the listeners would want to hear about that.
Well, if they have a chaser thing there, I'll have to go and check it all out. Do a live interview.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right. Okay, I do want to talk about this geek we have. We don't have much time for the geek, the gay geek in the bazaar, but we do. I do want to talk about this geek. 6-3 video sharing app aimed to get you to stop texting and start talking. So it says here that the text messaging is fast and efficient, but a new video sharing application aims to put users in the picture. So the London-based company 6-3 has launched a new video sharing app with the same name that will enable users to send short video messages as easily as sending a text. Whether it is a business traveler trying to stay in touch with family or a teenager connecting with friends, the app aims to combine the convenience of texting with the intimacy of video.
So you're text videoing. So you sit there and do a short video, I guess, and it's like, bitch, what are you talking about? And then you sit there and wait, and then the video comes back. Bitch, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can do the head too. Yeah,
that's right. It's the head moving.
Okay.
The bobbing and the weave.
The bobbing and weave again.
And it adds new meaning to sexting.
Yes, that's true. Hey, what do you think of this hairdo? Hairdo down there. Okay, I do like the idea. It's just that, why not start with audio? I mean, with video, you still have to look. If you're driving and you do video and somebody responds, you still have to look. So it's going to be distracting. I would say, why not? I want to try audio. I mean,
why don't you call somebody? That's called audio. That's audio conversation. There, my ear.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know, because you don't want him. We don't want an instant response, maybe. Actually, it's one of the things I want to have in FaceTime. Have you tried? You've been facing FaceTime with people?
Nobody FaceTimes me. I got a phone that can do it now, but nobody FaceTimes.
I'll FaceTime you. Okay. We'll FaceTime him next time. Okay.
You have to be on. Can you FaceTime?
Over 3G now.
Or 3G for.
Well, they say you can, but everybody's been complaining about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
That was about to be one of the articles this week, but.
Yeah, one of the articles.
I can use it on Wi-Fi. Yeah. Which is pretty
good. Yeah. You can do Wi-Fi, but now you can do it over
4G. Nice way to sext.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Peter doesn't do.
And I don't.
And since you got cameras on both sides, it's easy to make sure everything's in the shot. So like, oh yeah.
Oh my God! You've done this before.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh God. So do some sexting with Ray here, okay? So how about video voicemail on FaceTime? You know, FaceTime. When you talk to someone and sometimes you can't connect, why not leave a video mail? I mean, pretty much the same. You try to call. If you call someone and you get the voicemail, why won't you, when you try to FaceTime someone and he won't answer, leave a video mail?
It's also like, a V-mail. Bitch, you owe me money. You better answer my call.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I just thought it's a good idea. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because it's an interesting article.
Yeah. Do you have any shout-outs this week?
Shout-outs. Okay, we have a... Wait, where are we?
Keep going down.
We have a shout out with a listener from Houston. His name is Oscar.
So, hey Oscar, he hit me up on Growler this week talking to me. So,
had
some questions about the show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know about the show? Okay, I have a comment here from EGOGIO. I think that's how you pronounce it on YouTube. He was commenting on a Bear Podcast 439, Haunted House, Gay Men Have Babies. That's the title of the show. He says, Ray, stop being so soft. Sinister was mostly boring. He didn't. He found it boring. You found it scary.
It just did not sit well with me. I don't know if what it was, but that movie did not sit well with me at all.
Is it because it's gory or is it just scary?
No, gory. I think it's the whole premise of this. Spoiler, so if you haven't seen the movie, cut off now, is when they start the movie off, you're watching a video of a family being hung.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end, you realize the kid's doing it.
Okay. So, oh, you spoiled it for me. I'm going to watch it. Okay.
I said spoiler alert. You could have got up and walked out of the room.
I should have closed my eyes.
Let's take over the podcast when Maynard's out here.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, okay. So those are the comments. Thank you for the comments and for the... people who are listening, thank you for watching and listening. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. So thank you for joining us. If you want to contact us, I guess we're going to go. If you want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes and our videos on YouTube, also on Vimeo. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Testing.
Is he laying on the couch eating bonbons in his jock strap?
Wait, hold on.
I tried to